Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday, June 3rd, worldwide broadcast of The War Room. And here we are with a lot of big developments. We are witnessing the fall of the globalist Bill Gates frontman, Anthony Fauci. Trump blast Fauci for Wuhan gain-of-function research, devastating emails in new statement. President Trump has issued a scathing response in the release of Anthony Fauci's emails, noting that he routinely disagreed with the doctor and questioning whether Fauci's decision to fund controversial gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China could have led to the emergence of COVID-19. And that's really good news that Trump is finally starting to realize that he was set up and that the vaccine isn't a vaccine, that it's a gene therapy, and this is all Bill Gates's rodeo. If you can read the full statement by President Trump, you know, he launched that thing that was a one-person message board that would cost $5 to set up, where he would make statements that no one can interact. No wonder he got rid of it, because it's not interactive. Just can't wait till he just goes to Gab, and they have 2 million users signed up for a year to listen to him, but he could post videos there, but of course he doesn't do it because he's surrounded by scum. But a statement by Donald John Trump, 45th President of the United States of America: after seeing the emails, our country is fortunate I didn't do what Fauci wanted me to do. For instance, I closed our borders to China very early, despite his not wanting them closed. The Democrats and the fake news media even called me a xenophobe in the end. We saw this was a life-saving decision, and likewise with closing our borders to Europe, specifically to certain heavily affected areas. I was never given credit, even by Tony, for saving hundreds of thousands of lives. Dr. Fauci also didn't put an emphasis on the speed of vaccine production because he thought it would take 3 or 4, maybe 5 years, because they wanted to keep stuff locked down that entire time. So that's where Trump got suckered in. I got it done in less than 9 months with Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, be really proud of yourself, Trump. In retrospect, the vaccine is saving the world. Wow. So he's still buying that hook, line, and sinker. Then I placed the greatest bet in history. We ordered billions of dollars worth of vaccines before we knew it even worked. That doesn't sound good. And had not even done, our wonderful vaccines would not have been administered until October of this year. Not one would have shot now saved the world and millions of lives. Well, so there you go. Also, Dr. Fauci was totally against masks when even I thought they would be helpful. Well, now they're proven to be a fraud. But again, this is Trump at least beginning to criticize Fauci, something that he's not done so far. There are lots of questions that must be answered by Dr. Fauci. The funding of Wuhan by the U.S. was foolishly started the Obama administration in 2014, but ended under the Trump administration. That's true. When I heard about it, I said, no way. When Dr. Fauci know about gain-of-function research, and when did he know it? So that's what Trump or whoever wrote that had to say. It's not very well written. And it's quite frankly completely idiotic. But there's another statement here that Trump's put out. Statement by Trump, 4th for President of the United States of America. Now everyone, even the so-called enemy, are beginning to say that President Trump was right about the China virus coming from Wuhan lab. The correspondence between Dr. Fauci and China speaks too loudly for anyone to ignore. China should pay $10 trillion to America and the world for the death and destruction they've caused. Well, you can't put a price on life. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, President Trump is completely compromised by his involvement with Fauci and Gates. And he's been completely suckered by him and just still can't admit that and still can't get to that point. So we just move on from there. But at least he started to criticize him. All right, your next guest host is taking over on the other side, Dr. Jane Ruby. So stay with us for that. She's got a bunch of big guests coming up as well. We're very blessed to have her.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
Culture has touted Elon Musk as some sort of eccentric heavyweight genius with humble beginnings, but this is demonstrably false. Elon Musk was born in South Africa, where he claims he grew up extremely poor, but his family owned an emerald mine. As a teenager, Elon would trade emeralds for cash in New York City, and his father bragged how they had so much money we couldn't even close our safe. Musk claims to have had about $100,000 of student loan debt, but he received a full scholarship to the University of Pennsylvania, where he bought a 10-bedroom frat house with his friend Adeo Resi and ran an illegal nightclub. The pop culture claim is that Elon has an IQ of 155, but this has never been tested, and after being accepted into Stanford for PhD studies, he dropped out after 2 days. After dropping out, Elon began his first business venture with his brother Kimball, Zip2, which was essentially a digital version of the Yellow Pages. The brothers received tens of thousands of dollars from their parents, and yet Elon denies this. An associate of Elon's father, Greg Curry, got involved to bring in investors. But Elon's code was no good, so they had to hire on professional coders to rewrite everything. Zip2 was then sold for $307 million to Compaq, who later shut it down without ever earning a profit. Elon made $22 million, bought a $1 million McLaren F1 supercar, which made mainstream news, before he totaled the uninsured vehicle. Musk then went on to create an online bank, X.com. He partnered with banking expert Harris Fricker, Edward Ho, and Christopher Payne. All three ended up leaving the company after accusing Elon of lying to the media about the quality of their product. Elon claims he founded PayPal. Before the company was named PayPal, it was known as Confinity. It was founded in 1998 by Peter Thiel and Max Levchin. After losing millions of dollars, Elon's X.com was bought by Confinity in a merger in 2000. All Musk contributed at Confinity was his own power struggle. He made himself CEO and pushed to change the name to X.com.
Love being back in the war room with everyone. You can find the rest of that video at band.video online. So thanks for joining us today. I'm really excited to be back in the war room. And I have an action-packed 3 hours for you. The team has put together a lot of great stuff. And overall, I think the theme for this show that I've been invited to host, subbing in for Owen Schroyer, is really that we're under attack. We're under attack as human beings. And unfortunately, it's not by aliens or anything like that. It appears to be from our fellow man. And there's been a long history bringing us to this point. My guest today, we've got a wonderful lineup of guests that are going to really blow your mind. We're going to bring back Dr. David Martin. I was happy to guest host recently and brought him on Alex's show. He is a major universal thinker. He actually just has aligned a lot of his intellectual thinking with a lot of Alex's predictions. You're going to find this really interesting. We'll play a couple of clips from a recent presentation he made where he really explains how we are being pursued and taken over. And then I'm bringing back Albert Benvenides. Some of you may remember him. He's the gentleman out in San Jose, California, who's been downloading raw data, whatever he can get from the VAERS system. And he's been keeping these incredible spreadsheets. He's an analyst and he does this for a living. So he just has this brilliance about putting the information together. And he was the one who broke the story that you could clearly show in the modeling of how the CDC is managing these numbers, that they're actually manipulating them and they're throttling them. And he's got a couple of some breaking information for us that hasn't been broken anywhere else. I'm excited to bring him back. And in the last hour, you saw a very interesting discussion between Alex and Norm Pattis. And I'm excited to have, he's got a little bit of extra time and he's going to be joining me in the second hour. They started an interesting conversation about President Trump and some of his recent comments and activities. So I've got some follow-up questions to his discussion with Alex, and I'm really looking forward to that. You know, one of the things I want to focus on today in this theme of under attack is what's coming for our children. Whether you have your own children or not, I think someone mentioned earlier today that we all have a natural, if you're healthy, you have a natural affinity to protect children. But especially your own, as your progeny. So I'm getting really concerned about this program that's about to ramp up by the authorities to inject children with these incredibly dangerous chemicals, poisons, gene transformation materials. And really, every week that goes by, we're learning more and more about how dangerous they are. We have adults by the thousands, I can tell you, that are dropping over within days, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, miscarriages are off the charts. I understand the mechanism behind that, and I've actually explained it a little bit on the show. We may go back over that, but the main focus of that is the spike protein. And there's a confluence right now of experts coming together to explain that it's the spike that's causing everything. It caused the illness from the coronavirus itself when the flu was going around last year. It is the pathogenic part of whatever this molecule thing is that, by the way, no one's ever been able to isolate as a flu virus. And it has no one in all the preclinical research. I don't see anyone coming up with information about whether or not this thing turns off. And that should scare you. There's so much we don't know about it. There's so much dereliction of duty by these companies for their lack of safety data. They circumvented a lot of the safety data. Now they're just kind of waiting for the safety data to come to them, and they're hiding it when they come. Why am I saying that? Because they literally converted their randomized placebo-controlled trials, the one and only gold standard for safety and efficacy in drug development, for an open label observational study. So now people are just, you know, lining up like cattle and they're getting this, and we're going to have to see what unfolds. But I'm particularly concerned about children. We had some breaking news this week about the distribution. We have photo number 4 here that you're going to see on the screen, and it talks about the pharmacokinetics, which these companies bypassed. Pharmacokinetics are studying what the drug does and how it gets broken down and excreted in your body. And you can see here that there's a ton of concentration. By the way, that distribution also takes into consideration concentration. Where does it end up? And where does it end up parking itself if it's not able to be excreted? These spike proteins are ending up in primarily in the ovaries, but they're also ending up in your blood vessels, on the lining of your blood vessels, your cardiac tissue, and your lungs. And this is why you're starting to see a lot of these issues come up, people running to the hospital. We have a clip later on in the show of a young woman down here in Florida. She regrets taking it very much. She's chronicling her journey, and we're going to share some information from her. But this concentration in the ovaries, Israel's taking it seriously, and they're actually starting a study, and I'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. You can go see it on clinicaltrials.gov. And I think we had previously we had shown a picture of how a paper that was published actually last December. They knew, CDC knew, everybody knew that there was a connection between these jabs and cardiac damage. We've got a great show coming up. Again, I'm Dr. Jane Ruby, thrilled to be back with you today in the War Room. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss today's podcast.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air, and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have shore-wide free shipping and double Patriot points.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months, 40% off. Pollen Block for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Prostagard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Vaso Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural. In fact, Dr. Barrick named the technique the no-see-em technique because the mutations appear naturally. Nicholas Baker of the New York Magazine said nobody would know if the virus had been fabricated in a laboratory or grown in nature. Government authorities in the U.S., including yourself, unequivocally deny that COVID-19 could have escaped a lab. But even Dr. Xi in Wuhan wasn't so sure. According to Nicholas Baker, Dr. Xi wondered, could this new virus have come from her own laboratory? She checked her records frantically and found no matches. That really took a load off my mind, she said. I had not slept for days. The director of the gain-of-function research in Wuhan couldn't sleep because she was terrified that it might be in her lab. Dr. Barrick, an advocate of gain-of-function research, admits the main problem that the Institute of Virology has is the outbreak occurred in close proximity. What are the odds? Barrick responded, could you rule out a laboratory escape? The answer in this case is probably not. Will you, in front of this group, categorically say that the COVID-19 could not have occurred through serial passage in a laboratory?
I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done, and I'm fully in favor of any further investigation of what went on in China. However, I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
You do support it in the U.S. We have 11 labs doing it, and you have allowed it here. We have a committee to do it, but the committee has granted every exemption. You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing super viruses to be created with a 15% mortality. It's very dangerous. I think it was a huge mistake to share this with China, and it's a huge mistake to allow this to continue in the United States. And we should be very careful to investigate where this virus came from.
I fully agree that you should investigate where the virus came from. But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
words, you're parsing
you say
words.
It,
there
it
was
didn't
research.
Happen.
There was research done with Dr. Xi and Dr. Barrick. They have collaborated on gain-of-function research where they enhanced the SARS virus to infect human airway cells, and they did it by merging a new spike protein on it. That is gain-of-function. That was joint research between the Wuhan Institute and Dr. Barrick. You can't deny it.
Senator Paul, your time has expired. Dr. Fauci, I will.
Welcome back to the War Room. This is your host, Jane Ruby, in for Owen Schroyer today. You just witnessed Senator Rand Paul uncovering three acts of perjury. This Fauci is the Dr. Mengele of our generation. This man should be in a federal prison. Senator Rand also essentially uncovered right there in front of our eyes is that we paid as taxpayers for our own bioweapon attack upon our nation, upon our families, our friends, our children. It's absolutely despicable. This man lied three times in a row. Why is he not under a criminal indictment or some kind of criminal referral? We've got to start. You know, I'm tired of all hearings. You know, I used to call Trey Gowdy all hearings, no indictments. Let's move past the hearings and let's start getting some accountability. We might need to destroy the DOJ and reconstruct it, but that's fine by me. I wanted to share a little bit more about gain of function. I know that, you know, you've been talking a lot about it here at InfoWars, and people are getting pretty familiar with it. But the best way I could explain it is to turn something that's natural or some kind of disease molecule, virus, bacteria, into a weapon. It's actually to manipulate it into something that is dangerous to humans or animals. And this is what's been going on, and this is what this sick animal, Fauci, has been doing for many, many years. And he's been getting paid highly for it. And he's been using our money to put together something that finally attacked us very blatantly. So that's basically what's happening. And there's plenty of evidence out right now. And it's coming out every day, as you've seen from Alex and other guests and guests on the show, that this man has been leading this charge for many years. So I wanted to share that with you. Where I understand he's the fall guy and he's going down right now, but where's everybody else? Where's that big mouth Bill Gates? I understand he may be in some Caribbean island hiding out, but you don't hear anything from the big shot, the virus big shot, right? It's really despicable. Also, one of the things he said that he said the NIAID, the Allergy Institute, which is one of our federal research agencies, has actually been at the forefront of supporting these the development of these high risk pathogens. I think they created the direction in this mRNA to create a special type. This spike protein is not like the natural spike on a coronavirus of a common cold or a flu. This thing has a lot of synthetic footprint to it. So that's why I'm angry. I'm disgusted to see how he has just gotten away with everything. And I'm not so sure, you know, Alex was talking to Norm Pattis about whether it was intentional or not. We can all have our opinions about that. But the fact is, this man knew what he was doing and the kind of danger he put us in. Now, one other thing before we do go into our next break. In the last segment, I did share with you about where these spike proteins, these pathogens that are disease-causing, that are causing all these issues, are concentrating in the body. And we're just putting these pieces together because these companies either skipped the pharmacokinetics, the study of how the drug is broken down by your body. Your body's brilliant. It knows it's foreign. It knows it's dangerous. But one of the big issues was that they're concentrating heavily in human ovaries, as well as those other organs I mentioned before, and the testes as well. And it's such a problem. And, you know, Israel's a lot further ahead of us. They, you know, nailed almost 2/3 of their population before they started to slow down. And they're starting to pay attention to the safety signals that are kind of coming out observationally from this. And so I wanted to direct your attention to a study that they're doing. It's from what I can see, it is independently funded by a hospital in Israel, which makes me happy that it's not being funded by a pharmaceutical company that will get its little paws in on it. The Bathsheba Hospital. It's a study you can find on clinicaltrials.gov. The number for nerds who love that website like me is NCT0474812. The title of the study is, are you ready? COVID-19 Vaccine and Ovarian Reserve. This should scare everyone on the planet. What they're trying to do, they're trying to determine if people lose their ability, their egg, ovarian egg production ability after getting this vaccine. If I was on a human subjects review board, I would never approve this study. They're taking women who are planning on having the vaccine. I'm sure they're pushing them and encouraging them. And they're telling them, and then they're going to measure their ovarian reserve up to a year. And then they do have a control group, you know, because again, this is not being done by, you know, the globalist companies. And those women will not be getting vaccinated, and their ovarian reserve. There's a test, there's a hormonal test called AMH, and it looks at your ability to make human eggs. So I'm glad we had that up on the screen. Take a look at that trial. This is how serious this is getting. And when Alex says they're sterilizing the world, I think they're off to a good start. Jane Ruby in the War Room, in for Owen Schroyer, back in a flash.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else has gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing, because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day. InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock. You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points. VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Hey, all. Welcome back. You're in the War Room today with Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen Schroyer. And I told you at the beginning of the show, at the top of the hour, that we're bringing back a great expert in terms of tracking and keeping VAERS as honest as we possibly can keep this vaccine adverse event reporting system that the CDC is messing around with as straight as possible. We're going to bring Albert Benvenitas in again with what I understand is going to be a few bombshells at the very least. Albert, thanks so much for coming back to the show and talking to us.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Ruby, for having me.
Yeah, Albert, listen, at the beginning of the show, I did share with people, you know, I reminded them, you know, what you do for a living and how you have this expertise. And now you've transferred this expertise because you have this passion, like we all do, to protect our children, to protect your fellow man in the country. I know you have about 5 graphs and you're going to, you know, make some announcements about what some of your findings are. So tell me what you'd like to start with first.
Well, I would like to start with simply stating that 60% of all of the currently reported adverse events are from vaccination dates February and older. And as you know,
and what does that tell us, Albert, what does that tell us? Sure. I mean, that they have been withholding everything from after February.
Well, not necessarily. Just that they are woefully behind in reporting the adverse events, if they're going to catch up and report them at all. We're up to 297 million doses currently rolled out as of yesterday, and 60% of the whole VAERS adverse effects are from the first 84 million doses. So they still got a report on an additional 207 million doses. So okay, the avalanche, Albert, should be coming.
Let me ask you a question. If you were and you are a modeling expert in terms of when you see a certain trajectory coming out, we have 300 million injections. Some of those are the doubles for those companies that require a double. Some of them are single. But let's just say in general, we have 300 million jabs, okay? Separate jabs. And you have, please tell me again, as of whatever your latest date is, what are the total number of side effects that we have out of those 300 million jabs? Is it over 262,000?
262,000 exactly, total adverse offense currently.
Okay, if I'm doing my general math correctly, if you have 262,000 reported on 84 million jabs, then we essentially could be looking at, if we just look at this alone, really triple that number. We could have up to almost 750 million side effects. Is that, am I interpreting what you're saying correctly?
No, you're correct. You're correct. I had done some projections earlier, and I was at over 1 million adverse events.
Oh my God.
And up to 12,000 deaths, which actually mirrored what the European, the UK yellow card,
right,
they have the similar numbers. They have a million adverse events and 12,000 deaths as well. So, I mean, that ratio, we should be similar to that if they were caught up.
And then, Albert, if we multiply by another multiplier that you and I have talked about, Alex has talked about it many times on the show, Owen, everybody's talked about it, that based on the Harvard Pilgrim study, we are really only seeing in VAERS, because it's self-reporting and for a lot of other reasons, only about 1% of what's really happening in the real world. We call it real world evidence.
Right.
Is it possible that if we have 1 million adverse events, and I acknowledge that, a good portion of them could be very minor, like just a sore arm and they never had anything else again after that, dropped dead.
Sure.
But potentially 100 million side effect report, incidences?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is just, Albert, this is just unbelievable. I think every time each time you've come on and each time we've talked to do this research together, I think one or the two of us ends up crying. Albert, well, it's just so horrific. It's so horrific and it's so awful. And we're trying to break a lot of this information out and keep it current because we're trying to also simultaneously convince people to just wait. I keep telling people, and please just wait for the children. So, Albert, what is your first graph, and what are some of the incredible things you want to share with us today?
All right, which one do you want to take us to? Because I can't see you on the screen, or which one you're on.
You can take. Why don't you drive it? And our producers are wonderful. Crew is great. You tell them which number of your graphs, and they will.
Let's go to graph number two. Let's go to graph number two.
And you can start. Sure. Just start with it and they'll get it.
Sure. So that's the adverse events by vax date and or vax month. So right there, you can get an idea of February, January and December. Those three numbers, you add that together. There's your 60%. You can see we're already in the month of June. So month of May, you could see here there's 5,800 adverse events, very Spartan for the month of May.
Albert, let me ask you a question. You know those big numbers, like in January, I see there's a number, 76,000 on that bar. And then in February, it looks like 51,000. March, 70,000. Were they behind? Like when you were in January or February, were those numbers super low and they just are slow? Or do you think, because if you're telling me that they got them out readily in January, February, March, and now April and May look like almost nothing, then they're doing it purposely, correct?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Every week that they drop data, they will drop adverse events that were from vaccination dates still in January and in February and in March. They're not done reporting for those months, in addition to the current stuff. But if we could just jump to,
Before we jump, I wanted to call out a couple of things for the folks. I know we're still waiting for it to come up. The title is June 3rd, 2021, Children Myocardial Events, because this is important. And you see right now, because they haven't gotten to our children yet, under 17, you see the majority are 16 and 17-year-olds that have been shoved into these jabs. And that's where the majority, 101 myocarditis events, and the majority of them are chest pain and myocarditis, very frightening. Okay, so I just wanted to go there. So what is your second graph that you wanted us to go to?
Well, if you want to jump out of the myocardial,
where do you want us to go?
Myocardial. How about to graph number six? That's the overall. This is my money graph right here.
And yeah, this is the one that's making you famous, Albert. What's new about this?
Well, you can tell if you could zero in on where January 9th is. So you can tell the red part, the adverse events, that's when they started to throttle. Now, I keep saying this, and I'm going to stand by my word, that they are throttling, they're selectively throttling what they're publishing to the public. And I don't know what went on around January 9th or January 6th, for that matter, but it's like they put on the brakes and changed the way they were publishing adverse events. But mind you now, the amount of jabs during January, by the end of January 31st, we had only rolled out 35 million jabs. That's it.
Yeah.
So then,
and for the audience, for those listening or those, who are watching and don't, there we go, because it was number six. This is great. Thank you, guys. We'll come back after the break, and we'll talk with Albert a little bit more about these
cognitive
numbers.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that
Around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are back in the War Room. This is Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen today. And we've been talking to Albert Benvenides, who's our guest in this next segment as well. You know, half of the show is audio podcast, and I guess I don't know what the percentages are. So Albert, you did a great job in, you know, just walking everybody through what the meaning of these numbers are. So, you know, we may get a graph or two up, but, you know, for the other half. So let's get back to this, because you've really given us some great numbers. What are, you know, you had a couple of really big news pieces, you told me. Let's kind of get to that, because, you know, when you're having fun, the time goes by really fast, Albert.
Absolutely. If we can get to graph number 7, I want to just give you my big bombshell right here off the bat.
Let's talk it through.
So buried deep in the disclaimers of the VAERS system, the CDC VAERS system, there's a section called reporting issues. And the fine print of that says that the initial report, when you file a VAERS report, that it's captured in the Wonder system. They call it the snapshot. And it is published. It is made public. It's published into the public domain.
Right.
Now, the next sentence right here, it says, however, follow-up reports do not appear in the Wonder system.
Mm.
They describe that the system still receives continuous updates, including revisions and new reports, but they're not published into the public domain. So, Dr. Ruby,
wow.
can you imagine that? There could be CEOs of hospitals running around barking orders to say, hurry up and fill out that VAERS report while the patient is still breathing, knowing that you know, if the patient doesn't make it, they'll still capture all the data,
right,
but it won't be
right.
recorded to the public.
Right. Albert, something else caught my eye, and you actually underlined it in the document. And basically it says that, they reserve the right to delete or not report things that they feel are either duplicates or, I mean, well, I could hide a lot of, yeah. I could bury a lot of data under, well, I thought I saw a lot of, and who makes that decision? There should be an
right.
independent fact-checking citizens, you know, committee or something, you know, in there to do this. So I thought, you know, so anyway, what's your next big finding? Because that's a disclaimer that I don't think anyone else is talking
about.
Well,
That's the first one, not reporting follow-up reports, basically.
Right.
And the second part is that if they determine a claim to be a false claim for whatever reason, they can remove or delete the report. Now, mind you, they give themselves a 4 to 6 week buffer from the time you submit a claim, whether you're a physician or a patient. They give themselves 4 to 6 weeks to vet that claim. So even with that 4 to 6 weeks, they still have to go in and delete reports that have already been published. And
right.
That's scary because they've deleted deaths, like 18 deaths from 1 week to the next. And they do it every week.
Yeah. And I want people to understand what Albert is telling us is that, A, if they're giving themselves 4 to 6 weeks to vet these things, and then they're giving themselves a CYA to delete whatever they feel like it under the rubric of, you know, duplicate, we didn't like it, it wasn't authentic. You know, in something that's experimental where we need that safety signal, we need that information right away as soon as possible, not in 2, 3, 4 months. No wonder they're intentionally behind. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I think if they had a 1 million side effects, this whole thing people would be burning down. Then they'd really burn down Capitol Hill. I mean, this would be crazy. So what else do you have for us? You have did you have something under your death graph? You affectionately call it your death graph.
Oh, my death. Well, OK, so that was yes. And that was a graph. You still need that number. That was graph number four. That was graph number four.
Okay.
And that one is good to freeze the picture on, you know, after the interview. But see, they consistently give us, you know, a couple of hundred deaths a week. And that is so disingenuous because right now, even with their 4 to 6 week lag time, we should be right in the peak of what they should be reporting. So when they're giving us 30 or 35,000 new adverse events weekly, that number should be tripled. And then and then the 200 deaths that they've been giving us weekly really, you know, should be something a lot higher. I just think they're not only throttling, they're selectively throttling the deaths and possibly the life threatening, and then flooding us with that low level stuff that you were talking about, the not serious, the office visits and whatnot.
Right. And we're looking at a graph here on the X axis, which is the bottom, you know, horizontally. What are those? Are those days or weeks? What are those?
Yeah. So each week, each column is a weekly drop. So I can see how many new cases they gave us, how many new deaths they gave us, and then the cumulative deaths.
Sure.
The pink section is the last line on the bottom. The pink section, that's the new deaths each week. And, you know, quickly you could see that 1 week where they gave us 584 deaths.
Right. Against, just to mix it up. Yeah.
That was against only 17,000 new adverse events. And then fast forward to the most current. You know, it doesn't make sense. They give us twice as many adverse effects, new adverse effects, 34,716, yet only 200 deaths. So
right. There's your pink line. Now we're looking at the death graph, and there's a line at the bottom, new deaths, and we see the numbers are very up and down, as you said, Albert, across the months. At least this one starts around March 26th and then goes across to the end of May. Good job getting these numbers from the end of May, because that's just a few days ago. And you can see that for the number of jabs, and if you're saying there have been 300 million jabs, this is just not panning out, Albert. This is not panning out.
Right. No, they're behind. They're behind, and whether they catch up or not is yet to be determined. I don't
Albert,
think they're going to catch up.
Right. Have you? Well, they don't want to catch up. They don't want to catch up. You know, we started this show with the theme at the top of the hour that we're under attack. And the key to that is that we're under attack from our own fellow humans, not from aliens, not from monsters or things like that. I mean, we actually have our own fellow humans are trying to take us down. Was there anything, you know, in the rest of your findings that you can break, Albert? Anything new that you haven't seen? We know that they're throttling. We know that they're hiding deaths. We know that they're giving themselves a pass, and they're using that to hold back the numbers as they try to push people to get jabbed, as they try to, and they try to attack our children. In the coming weeks, they're going to try to attack our 12 to 17 year olds. What can you tell us about the children and anything else new?
Well, something new, and I'll save for you and with you is that I know that they're making it really difficult to submit a report. And I think I told you the last time that I submitted a report on behalf of my uncle who got a stroke a month after his second Moderna shot. And I've been following that, and what they give me back and how they respond and all the back and forth, the minutia of that whole process is something that I want to break with you again when we have more time. But yeah, there's a lot of stories that I'm getting that. People are having problems not being able to file their report. It's timing out on them, or if they're if they're an old person, they're calling in. They're on hold. They can't get to nobody. So a lot of things
like
that.
It's probably intentionally cumbersome, and maybe it's a good place in this segment to tell people that anybody can file a report. If you're aware of a report among a family member, a friend, that kind of thing, and you see that they're not reporting or they haven't been able to, some people are in the hospital getting treated for their injury from the vaccine, you can report for them, Albert. I want people to be able to find you because you are like a freight train, and it's Odyssey. Is it odyssey.com, Albert? Tell people where they can find you. And you break a lot of wonderful videos and show people, walk them through.
Oh, thank you. I'm on Odyssey and BitChute mainly. I'm known as Welcome the Eagle 88. And
wonderful.
You can find me at Welcome the Eagle 88 on Google.
Thank you, Albert.
Can I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months? It's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and T-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermobile Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said,
The COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of the supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and VasoBeats, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
Infowars.com/show.
I know that there are some here.
The story about Brian Sicknick, they lied about that.
Buddy, I'm talking about you. We're going to try to shout at us. We're going to try to stand in the way.
You're a liar, Beto! You're a liar! You're a liar about January 6th! And you're a liar about voter suppression! You are a liar! 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 Hey, who started the Democrat Party? The KKK! The KKK started the Democrat Party! Who was the first Republican Party? Black people!
This guy is here for a reason. He's here to remind us that this isn't easy.
Another big lie. Talk about the big lie. Democrats riot for an entire summer, billions of dollars, and you want to talk about January 6th. You're all a bunch of frauds. You're all a bunch of liars and frauds. We had riots in this country for an entire summer, billions of dollars, dozens dead, police officers attacked, ended up in the hospital, and you didn't say anything. You didn't say anything. You liars. You're a liar, Beto. You are a liar. Liar. Liar! 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 Liar!
Mr. O'Rourke, can I talk to you? You said you would give me a word, Mr. O'Rourke. Can I ask you a question? What happened to Brian Sicknick? What happened to Brian Sicknick? Why don't you care about police getting murdered by Black Lives Matter? Why don't you care about police getting attacked in the summer of 2020? Why don't you care?
Did you say you were going to talk to him?
I said if he would be quiet and allow other people to speak, I would. He didn't honor his part of the deal? No, absolutely not.
It's okay. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green? You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. That Prostaguard's back, 40% off. That Alpha Power's back, 50% off. That Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
I absolutely adore those clips of watching Owen shout down that creep Beto O'Rourke. Those are, I just never get tired of seeing those clips. You're back in the War Room with Dr. Jane Ruby today. We're starting the second hour of the War Room podcast. Happy to sit in for Owen today, one of my heroes. And I am really thrilled to be chatting this segment with an amazing guy, successful trial lawyer, author of numerous books, Norm Pattis. Norm, thanks for coming into the show today. I'm really excited to have you.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be able to chat with you a little bit. You know, I know that probably the biggest thing you're involved in right now is that you filed this lawsuit up in Connecticut to stop forced vaccinations. And I think people are really interested in that because all over the country, there's a lot of this situation, employers, schools, colleges, it's just unending. We just can't seem to get out from under this. Well, so tell us about the lawsuit up in Connecticut.
Connecticut is one of a growing number of states which have eliminated the religious exemption for school children on vaccinations, thus requiring all kids who are now entering schools to be vaccinated or be homeschooled. Our view is, you know, we are a government of limited powers, and there are certain fundamental rights reserved to the people. And the First Amendment makes clear that religion, freedom of religion, is one of them. We don't think the state should be able to say to a parent, you cannot have your child educated in a public school unless you sacrifice your religious beliefs. So we've filed one lawsuit. We've got a second on the way. The first lawsuit is in federal court, and we're challenging this law on First Amendment grounds. Then we're going to file in state court an identical lawsuit challenging the religious exemption under state constitutional grounds. I expect difficult sailing ahead. You know, it's going to be a tough fight. But it's a fight we're waging. And my view is, you know, I stand with Antigone. You remember the great play from Sophocles. Her brother defied Creon, the king, and the king decided that he could not be buried. It was inconsistent with the law. And Antigone said, I'm going to bury my brother because there are some laws more fundamental than you, Mr. Creon, Mr. King. And our obligations to gods and to the gods supersede those to the state. And so I'm going to stand with limited government and fight for these people.
You know, Norm, I know you mentioned that you expect it to be an uphill climb for a lot of reasons. But after November 3rd and after what we saw the Supreme Court appear to fold, even though there was a conservative majority. And I mean, do we have any courts left? I mean, do you have any confidence in the federal court system, any court system?
Clarence Darrow, the famous American lawyer of the last century, once said, there is no justice in or out of court. And so I stand with Darrow. But I believe that the fight is all there is. And that even if you are destined to lose, like Satan in Paradise Lost, you still wage the fight and you wave it on behalf of human dignity, or wage it rather on behalf of human dignity. So I, do we have courts left? Yeah, we have courts. Do we have courts that are prepared to honor our constitutional heritage and say that there is no public health exception to the Bill of Rights? Coming out of the pandemic, I don't know. But here's what really terrifies me about the pandemic. In state after state, instance after instance, executive power has expanded at the cost of individual liberty. And we said, well, it was an emergency. Well, the emergency is now over and the legal doctrines still exist. And other people will try to impress these legal doctrines into their service. Are handguns a public health emergency? Okay, suspend the Second Amendment. Is systemic racism a public emergency? The CDC says so. So what will we do in the name of that? Is climate change an emergency? Well, maybe we should, do whatever the legislation is required there. Make AOC the green czarina of the United States. I do not want to live in a republic where virtuous people tell me how I must behave. No one gets out of here alive. The point is not to live, but to live well. I'm sorry to be a font of quotes today, but that's Socrates, and I believe it. I think if you look at our literature in the Western tradition, what we want is significance. And significance comes in making our own choice and facing the bleakness of the world in the ways that best make sense to us and our communities. I do not want the government cramming virtue down my throat, and I'll fight it with every breath of life that I have.
Well, you really hit the nail. I mean, when you said that, essentially we're being gaslighted into everything's an emergency. And, tyrants have, as long as we're, using history, tyrants have never been known to ever, relinquish liberty back to the people for whatever reason they took it away to begin with. It has to be taken back by revolution. And so I fear that we're just too civilized. And like you said, but we do have the fight. And I just wonder, if you're facing this battle of actually on the First Amendment, freedom of religion, which was supposedly rock solid and established, what techniques or what, not necessarily the, I don't want to get into the weeds, but really what philosophical approach do you think you're going to use to try to overcome the fact that it's being subverted?
I think that, there are several moves available on the board. One would be an appeal to tradition, and that is traditionally we've had limited government, and the Bill of Rights has been incorporated or used against the states for a century now to make certain rights fundamental. That's a harder move to make with the passage of each generation, and the fight over the judiciary is real because there are jurists who want to talk about a so-called living constitution needing to bend in the prevailing winds of whatever the impulse of the moment is. The problem is those impulses change from time to time. Tastes, they're like tastes in fashion. Something's in fashion one generation and not the next. Our founders created a government that was to guarantee liberty for all time, that was to protect majorities from a mob of self-righteous individuals. And there is no mob quite so terrifying as a self-righteous mob. So there is the appeal to tradition. And then there's just the God-loving appeal of ordinary people who want to breathe free. I'm finally out and about after the pandemic, and I've been around the country a little bit, L.A., Seattle, here in Austin. I'm from New England. I see a great restiveness, a great restlessness in the American people. All right, you scared the hell out of us. We stayed home for a year. We lost our jobs. We lost our businesses. We lost a year of our life. And now you're telling me I have to keep giving? At what point do I stop giving and start taking it back? I think we the people will take it back. And I think that going to court, that's what I can do. There are other things. I see protests and whatnot, and people can protest. I'm a courtroom lawyer. So while I have breath, I will go to court and I will say to the judge, here's our law. Here's our tradition. We didn't vote to have it suspended. Do your job. Set my people free.
Right. Absolutely. I wish you well in this because, you know, you said something that it caught my ear also a few minutes ago. You said after the pandemic, I'm not sure, you know, that we'll be able to get back to where we were in terms of liberties, personal, individual rights, things like that. And that really scares me because they have numbed us down as a people. You know, liberty, you know, seems to be a relative issue and it should never be relative. It should be absolute, especially through our Bill of Rights. So, I don't know. Do you encourage other lawyers to take this up before we lose our country?
Absolutely. I mean, we've half lost it already. But I mean, you know, there is good news if you take the long view. You know, and after, you know, we've had pandemics throughout our history. There was a pandemic in 6th century in Justinian's time, in London in the 17th century. You know, there was the Black Death that lasted for so long.
Sure.
After each pandemic, there is a sort of cleansing of the public palate. People wake up once again and they revolt against existing government because in fairness to existing government, you know, the government wasn't prepared for this. They made choices.
Sure.
And those choices are always bad choices. And so now the people have a chance to rise up. Look at 2022. Do not squander that election. My advice to people is develop a handshake economy. Meet your neighbor. Say, I'm happy to see you again. Shake their hand. If you got to wash it afterwards, okay, go ahead. But shake hands.
Yep.
Meet people. Go
Norm.
To the polls. Organize.
Yep.
Fight back.
Norm, you got a lot more faith in your in the leadership than I do, my friend. But anyway, great to see you. Norm Pattis, find his books online. Great meeting you online as well,
good to
sir.
Meet you.
Have
Be
a
well.
Great
2021 has come and gone. But the fight against the globalists continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months, 40% off. Hollenbach for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Bazo Beats, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else has gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, the majority of Americans just don't get enough magnesium, and Alex has gone to the trouble of putting together a really cool product called Fizzy Magnesium Formula. It's tasty, it sounds good, sweet, and it's a true ionic magnesium. And there are a lot of great things available right now in the InfoWars.com store, or store.com, apologies. Check it out, because I understand the Memorial Day sales are still live and running, and you can catch a lot of great products. There's a whole list of them, so I'll mention them a little bit more later. This is Jane Ruby, by the way, really happy to be back. We are in the second hour of the War Room. You're here with me. Stay with me for the rest of the show, because you just won't believe my next guest in the next segment. Just unbelievable. I am in for Owen Schroyer today. Really excited. I wanted to talk about, in this particular segment, The show is really pretty much thematically around how we are under attack. Our children are under attack. We're under attack by the schools, the government, these pharmaceutical companies. Everybody's pushing the jab like it's the second coming. And people are sick and they're dying. And they're living these realities day to day. No matter how much the vaccine adverse event reporting system tries to hide this stuff, as our last guest showed us, Albert Benvenitas, who's been tracking it, they can't wipe out these everyday people that are suffering and living with this, with the adverse events, and it's in real time too. There's just a frightening reality of the numbers, especially when you multiply them, and we are catching up to the Europeans because we're catching up in terms of numbers of jabs. I want to bring to your attention someone who came to mind in the last day or two. Her name is Brittany Galvin. She's a housewife, a mother, a wife of a Florida state trooper. She lives down here in South Florida. I'm going to make it a point to actually meet her if she's up to it. She took the jab on May 5th. She deeply regrets it. You know, we can't be judgmental. People are sucked into these things, these poisons. There's a lot of pressure right now. She is chronicling her journey through this experience, and it's going to blow your mind when you see what she's suffering through. So we have a clip. It's clip 3. If the producers could roll it, and I'll fill you in a little bit more on the other side of this video. She's actually set this up herself so that people could see what's going on.
Why are all these metal objects sticking? Something wrong with me. Why are all these metal objects sticking? There's something wrong with me. Why are all these metal objects?
Now, what you've seen is this magnetic phenomenon. I've seen it in a lot of people. This woman has done a number of these videos where she's had doctors and nurses, and she's been hospitalized in and out since the beginning of May, and she's had doctors and nurses do it so that they could attest to the fact that there wasn't a trick going on. And I tried to actually get her on the show today. I wanted to talk to her. I'm afraid for her life, for the rest of her health. And so I reached out to her as soon as I found out about her. It took me, you know, quite a while. And then she was able to respond. She's still in the hospital. She is supposed to leave today from this particular visit. They're not finding anything, which is the heartbreaking part. And so I had her clip, which she's put out in the public domain, and I've looked at some of the other ones. Her name is Brittany Galvin. Something is going on. I can't explain it scientifically to you, but I promise you that as soon as I can, I'm going to let you know. I wanted to share with you also, before we put the photo up, don't hold off on the photo. There's a guy, this is a terrible story. There's a man named Joel Kelman. He worked for Oracle, and he designed, believe it or not, the CDC vaccine app, tracker app. He, you know, believed in everything, drank the Kool-Aid, and he was injected March 24th. Go ahead and put his tweet up. That would be photo number 5. I wanted you to see his tweet because he very proudly, you know, he put together that V-Safe app, and he says in the tweet, I got my shot today. I'm honored and incredibly proud to be part of this whole thing. Well, let me read to you what happened. Mr. Kelman tweeted or retweeted someone just 5 more times since this particular tweet you're seeing on the screen. With his last tweet appearing on March 29th, he completely vanished thereafter. Mr. Kelman averaged 44 tweets per month since June 2020. With a low of 13 tweets in August and a high of 64 in October. Thus, his disappearance was unusual when he dropped off the radar as it relates to his normal social activity levels. Just to remind the audience, the Moderna experimental mRNA shot, which is what he took, requires the second dose 28 days after the first. Pfizer, their experimental jab, calls for a second dose after 21 days. That means that his second injection would have been around between April 17th and April 24th. So-called full immunity, and I've told you before, it's not a vaccine. It doesn't confer immunity. Put that aside for a moment. So-called full immunity would then be on May 24th at the latest. Just to give you the latest update, I'm sorry to say that Mr. Kelman passed away on May 25th. He is survived by his wife of 27 years and their 16-year-old son. I almost can't sleep at night listening to these stories. And I wanted to share with you that here are the real people that are going through this really quickly. Lisa Shaw, a 44-year-old BBC radio voice, died in the hospital after suffering blood clots after receiving the AstraZeneca shot. Lisa Stonehouse, a 52-year-old Canadian woman, developed blood clots in the brain and was dead 12 days after her AstraZeneca shot. Lene Eric, a 50-year-old Canadian woman, is dead 7 years after the experimental Pfizer mRNA injection. Jennifer Gibson, a Canadian woman, developed Bell's palsy 2 weeks after the AZ shot. Jovita Moore, an Atlanta news anchor, 2 brain tumors 12 days after the Pfizer shot. And Mr. Kelman, who worked on the app tracker and proud to get the shot, is dead. I'm telling you, just wait. This is a flu that is basically gone. And if it does pop around with a variant, it's going to be mild. There's a 100% chance of recovery. Please don't let this happen to the children. They're about to jab hundreds of thousands of children across this planet. It is irreversible. You can't get it out. And it is going to destroy them before they live their natural lives. #JustWait. This is Jane Ruby. I'm in the War Room today, in for Owen Schroyer. When we come back, Dr. David Martin is going to blow your mind with everything he's put together on this attack. It is a worldwide attack on humanity.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. They explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, where the average competitor is at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, VasoBeats, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in, DNA Force is back in, Ultra 12 is back in, Super Male Vitality is back in, and they all fund the InfoWar, and their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
This is Jane Ruby. Thanks for joining me in The War Room today. I'm in for Owen Schroyer, and we're covering a whole multitude of topics under the rubric that we are under attack by our own fellow man. My next guest, you may remember him from my interview with him on the Alex Jones Show a few weeks ago, is going to blow your mind. This man has just an incredible perspective on what's happening and understands that we are actually being distracted from what's happening today. Dr. David Martin, I am so excited to have you back with me here today in the War Room.
Jane, it is an honor to be back. Thank you so much. It's a delight to see you again.
Hi, how are you? It's just good, great to be with you. I did something very intelligent this time around. I invited you, and luckily you agreed to a longer segment because I think there's a lot to say, and we're gonna speak a little bit about a recent presentation you made. You were kind enough to send us the video from that. There was so much information where you basically answered the question, how did we get where we are today? But to start a little bit, I thought maybe just to reorient, you know, this is a podcast and people are listening, some are watching. Let's give them a little bit of an introduction into what you've been doing, your background, so they understand just the amazing greatness of what you're sharing with all of us.
Well, Jane, going back to as far back as the 1980s, I have been involved in conducting investigations into the stories that we are told, the stories we are being told, and the difference between reality and propaganda. That began when we heard about the war on drugs, and we found out that what we were really doing as a nation was drug dealing to support a number of covert operations. And I have been involved ever since then in doing investigations into very unpopular topics. And, you know, your viewers will be able to look and see that, you know, back in the late 90s and early 2000s, that involved going in and busting up a bunch of tax frauds, collusion between the United States government and certain corporations. But in 1998, a very important thing happened. We started looking at violations of biological and chemical weapons treaties, and specifically the way in which our government was taking a rather loose view of the weaponization of biological material. And our concern, as your viewers from the previous show will recall, our concern was that in 1999, coronavirus was thought by Anthony Fauci and NIAID to have promise as a potential mechanism to develop an AIDS vaccination vector. And the beginning of what has become the weaponization of coronavirus began with Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, under the funding of NIAID and Anthony Fauci. And we have been following that ever since. So since 1999, we have been on top of the investigation that now has become socially acceptable to talk about almost, which is the fact that coronavirus was not a bat escape. Coronavirus was a human manipulation.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we have some fair amount of time, and I want to talk about Dr. Fauci and some of this. He just has committed so much perjury on Capitol Hill. I just can't believe he's not in a federal prison, but we'll get to that. You know, you really have presented some fascinating concepts recently. One of the things I thought might be really interesting for you to share is to take a few minutes and talk about the institutionalization of medicine and life insurance. Can you speak to that for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, well, this is a very nasty story, and we don't talk about it. But, you know, if you go back and you look at the founding of this country in 1750s, this country became a hotbed for life insurance. And the concept of it was very simple. If you're going to build an economy and you're going to build a consumer-based economy, what you're going to realize is that over a period of the average life expectancy of a person who – up until, if you go back and you look at the turn of the last century, so the turn into the 20th century in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the average life expectancy of the average male or female was 46 to 48 years, right, respectively. And what we had was the proliferation of life insurance as a primary economic driver of our economy. People don't ever go back and look at the fact that from 1880 until the present, we actually have seen the growth of the financial services industry generally growing to represent somewhere between 20 and 25% of our GDP. But the more insidious part of that is the interlocking directorates, which in 1907 were examined by the U.S. Congress, by mm-hmm. an enormous number of other interested parties, and was found to be the, in fact, fundamental rot that was going to destroy this country. And in the 1907 to 1911 period, we had public inquiries into what were called interlocking directorates. It was the way in which the life insurance companies were, in fact, determining the future of everything from railroads to banks to industry, et cetera. And the problem that we have is that we have an economy that was built on death, not on life. And it's the management of death, the ability to manage the duration that people live, which ultimately became the fuel that in 1914 was used to justify the formation of the eugenics program in the United States. Andrew yeah. Carnegie endowing the Cold Spring Harbor Labs, which is where all of what we know to be genetic research proliferated from 1914 until DNA's discovery in the 1950s, all of that eugenics research was being done at the behest of individuals who had an economic interest in controlling life, but more importantly, the timing of death.
Yeah. In fact, you reminded me of actually my favorite book in college, which was a book by C. Wright Mills called The Power Elite, where he tried Correct. To warn about those interlocking directorates. I hadn't thought Yes. about that in years since I saw until I saw your presentation. And you've kind of tied that all into controlling death as a business. You also shared something about mortgages, that they were 30 years for a reason when they first started out. We got a couple of minutes. Can you speak to that for a minute before before we go to break?
Yeah, well, I ask financial experts all the time, how did we pick a 30-year duration? And the answer is everybody comes back and says, well, we've no idea. Well, the fact of the matter is we do have an idea. We built an obsoleting credit instrument to support real estate, and we built it specifically because the average life expectancy of the blue-collar worker in the 1900s was 30 years. That was the productive life of a person. And it turns out that if you target a credit facility to reach almost to its maturity, but not all the way, at the life expectancy yep. or the productive expectancy of an individual, what you find is that banks, having made money on loans to mortgages for the entirety of a person's useful life, wound up mm-hmm. foreclosing on or foreclosing in large part on real estate just in this beautiful moment, just a few moments before a person died. We have to remember that the term mortgage itself is in fact a death guarantee. Mort, the French word death,
yes.
is actually the structure of why we called them mortgages in the first place. They were guarantees about the life and the life productivity of an individual. We say these words, we pay attention to them not a bit. And the problem is, this has been done under our nose. This has been about the controlled manipulation of life and the timing of death. It has not been about the betterment of humanity or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about death and the profiteering that comes from controlling the fear of death.
It's so eye-opening. Once you lay it out, it just makes perfect sense. And the whole life insurance issue, it's a moneymaker and cashing in on someone's death. There are a lot of other issues and topics that came out of your talk. And I know that a little bit later, maybe a segment or two later, we're going to get to a couple of clips and you can maybe speak to it directly.
Very good.
But we can give everyone the link to it because it's absolutely fascinating. It's worth it. We're in the Beautiful. War room with Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen Schroyer. Don't go
Memorial
away.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalist continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus. iron's so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Pollen Block for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Super Male Vitality, Prostagard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Vaso, Beats, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else has gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works. InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
You're back in the War Room with Dr. Jane Ruby. Today, we're in the middle of the second hour. We're honored to have Dr. David Martin with us. Dr. Martin, I wanted to pick up a little bit where we left off in the last segment. Another area that you spoke about in that presentation, I don't want to make the whole interview about the presentation. I want you to have some time to talk about what your latest stuff is, but it was so captivating, I have to tell you, from an historic and an eye-opening point of view. But you educated the audience about the DNA model. Yes. And I know that's a lot for a 7 or 8 minute segment, but the DNA model versus chromosomes and all that, it was a fascinating part. Can you say a little bit about that and explain what that was about?
Yeah, Dr. Jane, it's important for people to understand that the reason why DNA is called a model is because it's a model. It is actually not reality. It's not the way things exist in nature. If you look at what happens inside of a cell and you go back to the very beginning, the first divide of the first cell where you have a sperm and an egg come together and actually begin the process of what we determine to be life. What happens is chromosomes, which are these wound chemical, magnetic, very interesting structures, carry with them information from the mother and the father, and those things become replicated in the cells. And what happens is that a complex interaction between these chemicals that we think of in a purely chemistry sense and the actual, you know, field structure of those things actually interact to begin the process of what we call living. The funny thing is that when in 1953 and 1954, we started defining life to be made up of the double helix, what we call DNA, right. What was missing was that the actual nature of the organic material itself exists in chromosomes. These are entangled chemical structures. And as entangled chemical structures that have charges, they are in fact more aptly described as an antenna than they are as a genetic recipe. Now, what's the danger that we have when we decide to take nature as it exists in chromosomes and untie it, stretch it out, turn it into these strands that we refer to as DNA, which, by the way, as a chemical does in fact exist as a molecule, but the way it exists in nature is not only a wound helix, which is the model that we see, but it's folded on itself. And it turns out that information is contained in the folds as well. Information is received in the folds as well. It turns out that if you put cells into magnetic fields, what happens inside of the replication in chromosomes is altered. What expresses from those replications is also altered. And by making the mistake that somehow or another life is a biochemical formula, a recipe, if you will, what we've done is we've made ourselves subject to this crazy storyline that says that this is some sort of computer code, that life is reduced to essentially digital ones and zeros. And the fact of the matter is that model is, in fact, nothing more than that. It's a model. I'm not saying that there isn't elements of science and truth inside of it. But what I know is that the living system itself does not have DNA and RNA. The living system itself has these wound, beautifully complex structures that contain not only the chemistry of life, but also the frequency of life. And that is a distinction that all of the biochemical obsession since 1954 has lost. We have forgotten that we are not just a chemical formula. We are an energetic being. We are a live, intuitive, sensing being, and what we've done is we've taken it all apart, and then we build models that then build disease around the strands rather than looking at the complexity of the elegance of life. And any scientist who says that they understand DNA will tell you that we only have understood in the human genome, we only understand less than 5% of the genome. Well, if you That's only understand 5%, you know that the doctor in front of your name and the doctor in front of my name includes research that tells us that 0.05 is a very important number. If we can't make sense of more than 5% of a thing, then what we do understand is nothing at all.
Right. Now, that was beautifully laid out. Can you distill that down for us in terms of what the implication is for these mRNA vaccines?
Well, so the myth is that if it's just a chemistry, we can put a recipe that's a computer-generated, synthetic, chimeric computer recipe, which is what gets injected into people. There's no biology in this. This is chemistry, and it's chemistry from a computer simulation, not from reality. When that gets injected into a person, the computer code synthesizes a pathogen, a spike protein, a foreign body. That is synthesized by the body. A toxin is developed. And what we're told by the manufacturers is that this is safe, that it is safe to do it. But here's the problem. If you understand only the chemistry of this without understanding the field effect of it, you could be very correct in what you represent to be true about the chemistry, but you could be missing entirely the effects that it has in terms of other energy that is in fact impacted by these introductions of pathogens, proteins that are being synthesized by the body that were never meant to be synthesized by the human body. The human body was never, ever, ever meant to synthesize coronavirus spike proteins, but that is what we are being told is in fact a vaccine. As I've said many times, it is not. It's a palliative treatment for symptoms. It has nothing to do with the control of the pathogen, and it ultimately leads to the human body producing a toxin that the human body never was intended to produce.
Can you say, can you make the connection to these magnetic phenomena that are happening? I just, in the previous segment before you came on, showed a woman in South Florida who's chronicling her unfortunate journey. And she just now, not just on the site where the material was injected, but also now all over her body, if she puts something on, it will, it, you can see the pull, it pulls onto her skin. What is that? What is going on there? Do we know?
Well, the answer is we don't know. And the problem is that we don't have a good picture of all of the ingredients that are going into the injections that are being done. And we need to make sure that we're clear on the fact that what we do know is in the case of the mRNA vaccines, these are the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. In both cases, these are actually not vaccinations under the legal term. These are palliative treatments to lessen symptoms. They have nothing to do with the transmission or the control of a virus infection. And it's really important that we keep saying that because people are missing that point over and over again. This is a palliative care option, which ultimately has a bunch of harm. But what we're not being told is all of the components that have gone into understanding what happens once that RNA goes into the body. We do know that it does alter a number of behaviors of the way in which blood, and as you know, blood containing iron has a very significant magnetic property option that can show up in a variety of ways. What we do not know at this point in time is we do not know all of the components that have gone into the vaccinations. And as a result, it is actually impossible to explain all of the phenomenon other than to say that we as beings are in fact complex energetic beings. We have fields, we have electromagnetic fields, we have all sorts of things. And the alteration of that by the introduction of a pathogen is always going to be subject to a series of considerations that were not even thought about in the clinical trial. These clinical trials were done in haste. They did not consider the broader field effects of what might be happening. And as a result, we're going to see a lot of side effects that we have no idea their etiology, simply because we have not really been told what the injection actually contains. And I will come back and conclude this segment by reminding people, this is not a vaccine the way you think of vaccines. Vaccines, the way we were taught to think of them, were attenuated or altered viruses. This is a protein computer code that makes your body create a pathogen. That's what it is. Yeah. And we need to be clear on the fact that we do not understand the long-term consequence of that.
Thank you so much for distilling that down. It's so important. I'm very worried about children in this next wave. Trying to set up all these programs to hit children with this. We'll be back with Dr. David Martin in the next segment. And this is Jane Ruby in for Owen Schroyer today in the War Room.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Ah! 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 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 InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have shore-wide free shipping and double Patriot points.
InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Thanks for joining me. This is Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen today. We're talking with Dr. David Martin, who is just a phenomenal human being and has done some incredible work. Dr. Martin, so we're lucky enough to have you for this segment and one more after it. And so I wanted to give you an opportunity to take a segment. This one is going to be about 4 minutes long. I want you to talk about, we will in the last segment get to, you know, one of your books, and I want to talk about Fauci and all that, but I wanted you to have a segment to share, you know, what's on your mind, because I know you're involved in so many incredible things right now. What do you think?
Well, thanks. And Jane, it's so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me back. It's a delight to spend time with you. What we're doing right now is two things. One of the things that has been exceptionally important over the last now several months is that, you know, the growing chorus of critique of Anthony Fauci, of the actions taken by CDC and other things, have finally landed in certain members of the United States Senate, certain members of the Congress, and certain other jurisdictions, where an enormous amount of work needs to be done on getting people up to speed on the actual information. And so, as you know, we have been working to disseminate the information that we compiled into the Fauci dossier, which is now distributed all across the net. Everybody can go down and download it. You can get it for free. By the way, if you go on Amazon and you see it on Amazon, that's not authorized. Somebody's actually taken it and published it. But the Fauci dossier is something that everybody can have, everybody can share, everybody can put out in every space. And what we've done is we've gone to the United States Senate, we've sat down with senators, and we've briefed people up. And the good news is we're starting to see some pressure being put on Anthony Fauci and others because of that work. So we're very buoyed by that. But we've got another problem, and that problem is that there are a huge number of really wonderful patriots around this country and citizens of countries around the world who are saying, we must do something different. We must engage in something different. And so what my wife Kim and I are doing is we're starting a series of engagements around the country where we're talking about, much like we did in California, what were the foundations that got us to this corrupt space? How did we as a society get here? How did the Tocqueville, you know, great American experiment get so hijacked and so overcome by forces of evil. And what we're doing is taking people on a journey through an examination of how we got here so that when we build what's coming next, we actually don't inadvertently include things that we shouldn't have done in the first place. So beginning in the next couple of days in South Dakota and then in Austin, Texas next week, we're going to have a series of events which are going to allow people to start examining what are the structural elements that we need to take on to allow us to build a better humanity. And the Texas Nexus organization has done a fabulous job there in Austin of bringing together people to have a conversation about a future that humanity serves as a single and principal role, where we actually celebrate values. We celebrate the morals that turn us into our best selves rather than the decay that we see across the country and around the world. So South Dakota and Texas are going to be where we start talking about the structural elements of how to build a better next, much like we did at Yuba City at the Church of Glad Tidings, which I have to give a shout out to Dave and Cheryl Bryant, the pastoral team there. They were absolutely phenomenal, put together an enormously impactful conference. And I just have a ton of respect for the fact that they stand for making sure that people are equipped to not only have this kind of ephemeral experience of a better experience of humanity and a sense of faith and purpose. They're putting it into real life and real practice. And my participation with them last week was absolutely one of those life-affirming great moments. We're super grateful for them and for what they're doing at the Church of Glad Tidings in Yuba City. So a lot of stuff going on. We're super grateful for it.
Yeah, I want people to download that Fauci dossier, but also they can get to that that series of speeches at GladTidingsChurch.com?
Yes.
Okay, great.
The Church of Glad Tidings.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
Back in the war room. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen Schroyer, and we are talking to Dr. David Martin. Dr. Martin, this is our fourth and last segment with you for today. I wanted to ask you to say a little bit more about what this whole process and where this thing is going to end with Dr. Fauci. Yep. You know, after November 3rd, I mean, we just saw our courts collapse. We've seen all these agencies and institutions. How do you maintain, and I know that of all people you will, how do you maintain optimism that he will be held accountable for the crimes against humanity that he's committed and many others like him? He's not a lone wolf.
No, he's not alone. But the fact of the matter, he's routinely perjuring himself. Every time he opens his mouth now, including his most recent appearances where he's justifying the emails that were recently disclosed, he is actually and actively lying to the public. And it's not a close call. I'm not making an allegation that is based on some sort of kind of highly subjective thing. I mean, point blank, he said last spring that the evidence showed that face masks do not work to protect a healthy population. And then he wound up producing a mechanism whereby use of face masks was a mechanism to get people to accept what was ultimately the long objective, which has been his objective since the last at least 7 years, which is how do we get to a pan coronavirus vaccine, which is a gateway drug into getting every single person to be habitually and chronically addicted to getting vaccination. The fact of the matter is He has done nothing but lie. He is not serving a public health interest. He is a front for a chemical industry, and he is committing a series of perjured experiences every time he gets in front of the camera, every time he opens his mouth. And what we see is a giant apologist now, that is the people who are saying that somehow or another, you know, he's just kind of a innocent old grandfather who needs to be accommodated. And the fact of the matter, he's a mass murdering psychopath. And we need to actually be clear on the fact that that is, in fact, what he is. He is actually actively killing human beings. And that smiling face that everybody's pumping up is a smiling face of an actively criminal individual. And the crimes, as we laid out in the Fauci dossier, are felonies that involve making sure that you spend the rest of your life and your fortune actually in prison for felonies. The reason I am constantly optimistic to answer your question is that I see time after time that in every instance of human experience, these individuals ultimately are found to be exactly what they are. And I think it's going to take more deaths. The fact of the matter is, I think that there are going to be a lot of people who are going to lose their life because of actions that he is taking. But the great news is, at some point, we the people will see the break point and he will be held accountable.
Wow. Well, I've called him the Dr. Mengele of our time, right in front of our faces, just like the first Mengele was. You know, I'd like to shift gears a little bit. You know, that's all a lot of heavy stuff, but it's all important information that people need to know and to get your take on these things. And I hope people will follow you. You know, we've been putting your websites up alongside your name, so I hope people do get a chance. Maybe you could mention those as well. But I wanted to shift to your, is it your latest book, Lizards Eat Butterflies?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because it's not a children's book, even though it sounds sounds like it. But, you know, I think it's for adults. But the subtitle is an anecdote to antidote, I apologize, to the self-help addiction. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, listen, and this is a perfect way to end the segment. We have lost our picture of what a good humanity is. We're so surrounded by negative programming, and then we adopt these stories of everything that's wrong with us and wrong with our relationships and wrong with so many things. We spend so much time obsessing about what's wrong that we don't have a picture of what a good humanity would look like. And so what I did was I took Plato's Republic, and I essentially recast the 11 sections of Plato's Republic in a conversation in 2021, which is, how would we get to a place where we the people would actually have a picture of what it would be to live in a way that wasn't living out someone else's narrative? Most of what passes off as self-help is actually people encouraging others to acquiesce to a system, to actually rationalize a substandard way to live. And what Lizards Eat Butterflies does is, it is a very inelegant, very in-your-face story about the stories we've all been conditioned to accept as reality, and then how, if we break free from that, we wind up having an experience that allows us to finally step into accountability for all of the things that we are and all the things that we think and all the things that we do. At the end of the day, Jane, this is about making sure that we stop blaming the someone or something out there, and we start taking accountability and responsibility for the way we show up in this world. If we're prepared to do that, we actually will have a better humanity. And if we're not prepared to do that, we'll replace one tyrant for another. Because as long as we look outward for the government, the hero, the savior, the whatever else, as long as our eyes are fixed on that horizon, we will miss the point that we are the people that we've always been waiting for. Just like this conversation, two people who share a passion for life, who share a passion for liberty. If we show that we can fearlessly engage in conversations where we're not second guessing, we're not wondering, oh, should I say this or should I not say that? If you're offended by a thing I said, guess what? I own it. I said it. But I take accountability and responsibility for how I show up, and it's time that we all do. So the book is really an indelicate way of saying enough with the blame game. Let's start growing up, putting our pants on one leg at a time, and being the humans that we want to see on this planet.
You know, and I think it's really timely, too, because when I think about, and I tie this back to, you know, my whole thing about let's protect the children from these jabs, I see a lot of parents on social media saying things like, how much longer are they going to make our children do this? And, you know, do you believe it? And all this pearl clutching. Hey, take charge of your life. Take charge of your child's life. Is that where this book, you know, helps people go?
Exactly. Yeah. And remember that none of us would transact our life. None of us would do it if the real story was told. If we were really told that this was not about infection control, if we were really told that in 2016, this was about getting society to accept a pan-coronavirus vaccine. And let's go back and remember that wonderful quote from Peter Daszak. That this was about creating media hype. This was about an entire process where a key driver was the media and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage. This was in 2016. There is not a single public health motivation for what is being called a vaccine right now. This is about getting humans to be addicted to a system that will never let them be free. And my commitment is, just like your commitment, is to make sure that every ounce of breath and energy we have goes into making sure that people are fully informed. Because if in 2016, when none of us were talking about coronavirus, the architect of this system was funding a program where he explicitly said, this is about creating media hype. We cannot second guess anything beyond that. We have been had, society has been duped, and we must call this out because there are lives at stake. It's time for us to stand for humanity, and I'm grateful that you are doing that. I'm passionate about it. You're passionate about it. I'm glad that we've had this chance to catch up.
Yeah, we've both taken a lot of hits for it. You know, because I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I'll be honest. I've lost friends and a couple of family members along the way who are just, you know, want me to just settle down and be quiet. But I can't do that. I can't do that. And it has nothing to do with having children or grandchildren. It's really more about, you know, humanity. It's about the next generation and beyond. So exactly, I really appreciate your take. We'll finish up with Dr. Martin in the next segment.
Day,
don't go
2021
away.
2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. That Prostaguard's back, 40% off. That Alpha Power's back, 50% off. That Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
Thanks for staying with me. This is Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen Schroyer today in the War Room. Just wrapping up a wonderful, really educational, insightful hour with Dr. David Martin, who's phenomenal and his work is just far-reaching. Dr. Martin, you know, you work with folks like Robert Kennedy Jr. And a lot of other heavyweights like yourself. What's going to come next? Is that too broad of a question? What's coming down the pike in terms of a lot of the collaborating that you're doing with some of these other great humanitarians like yourself?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to be probably the big public visible conflict is going to be what happens with what we're doing with children. The fact of the matter is, from a public health standpoint, there is no justification at all for introducing an untested technology into the lives and into the biologies of young people. I am particularly concerned, but not uniquely, but particularly concerned with the effect of what we're doing on young women, because I think that the nature of any experimental therapy should be examined over an exceptionally long period of time. We should not rush into things that could have an impact on reproductive health. I can't imagine a parent or a grandparent who spends most of their life concerned for the well-being of their children being willing to subject their young sons and daughters to a technology that could very easily impact the reproductive futures of their children. I can't imagine being a parent. I can't imagine being a grandparent and feeling like it would be okay to actually have your children exposed to being a guinea pig. And as a result, what we're doing is we are increasing the heat and visibility on topics ranging from the manufacturing and the weaponization of the biosphere in the form of what actually happened in the creation of this particular pathogenic protein that we call the SARS-CoV-2. But we're also trying to bring visibility to the fact that the clinical trials are not being done consistently in the standard of clinical trials in the past. I want to be very clear on the fact that it is absolutely incumbent that we do not harm our children who have no meaningful susceptibility to a SARS coronavirus infection. It is unethical and it should be illegal to have our children subjected to emergency use authorization for a condition that in the majority of cases will never affect them at all. This is not right. like polio. This is not like mumps or measles or rubella. This is a condition that affects typically the already infirm aging population, and it has no business being clinically trialed or administered to young children. And that is something that no parent and no grandparent should tolerate at all.
You know, you raise a really important point. I myself have spent 20 years in pharmaceutical drug development. I'm very well versed in the regulations, yep. what's required to establish safety and efficacy in a new drug. I am beside myself that they're plowing full speed ahead with, let's go further upstream from the child and talk yep. about injecting pregnant women like there's no tomorrow. That is just verboten. I mean, if you can't test it in them and the fetus, then you don't give it to them. And there was never right. an ethical justification to test it in them. So they always kind of sat in what's called category C, where you just yep. don't give it on the package label. I just don't understand. Do you have any insight into how they got past traditional critical? Do we no longer have an FDA? I mean, what's going on in there?
Well, remember that this was all architected ahead of time. This is all taking advantage of the PrEP Act. This is all taking advantage of the fact that in 2016, NIAID decided that we needed to find a way to actually force people into a mandatory and universal vaccination regime. And part of the problem was all of us who were informed consumers saw that despite all of the promotion of the influenza vaccine, we still had influenza. As a matter of fact, if we go back and look at years like 2017 and 2018, we had very deadly forms of influenza outbreaks despite the rampant march to try to immunize people, because the fact of the matter is influenza immunizations were not working. And so rather than trying to force the issue of getting the immunizations for influenza to be mandated to be universal, which is what Anthony Fauci started off trying to do, he and others yeah. realized that they had to invent a pathogen that then could be used to justify a mandatory and universal vaccine. Wow. This coronavirus thing, and that's why I keep coming back to that Peter Daszak quote, this was a hype to create a mandate. It was not a public right. health crisis.
Right, right, right. One quick question in the 2 minutes we have you roughly.
Yeah.
Is there, in your mind, is there any pathway that you see to for science to come up with some miracle to reverse or remove this material from someone's body and stop them from producing these pathogenic spikes?
Well, listen, I am aware of some clinical trials that are going on right now with individuals that I am very close to who are working on ways to train cells, specifically mm-hmm. a T cell variety to help deal with some of the potential side effects. But the fact of the matter is, this is an unfortunate situation, Dr. Jane, because it's important for all of us to understand the only responsible action people should take is to not get an experimental injection.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the only acceptable thing. If you take that step and you move into the, well, I did it so I could travel, I did it for my job, I did it for whatever else, the fact of the matter is the ship has sailed. We do not know what happens with a protein synthesis that is taking your body and turning it into a pathogen manufacturing machine. We have no concept of the long-term health effects of that, but I'm going to tell you, that's an experiment that this body is not going to take. And I'm going to tell you, the value of the conversations like the one we're having right now are we mm-hmm. will stop some people from falling mm-hmm. for this thing. And unfortunately, there are people who have taken it, and I highly recommend, you know, being loving, compassionate, and respectful for the fact that they let this overwhelming propaganda and fear take control. But the fact of the matter is, We must stand united against turning human beings into experimentation for industrial pharmaceutical medicine objectives and profit objectives alone. And we have, in their own words, that that's what this was about.
Yeah, and it looks like we are going to have upwards of about 200 million people inoculated with this stuff. So this is probably going to go well beyond our generation, our lifetimes, and the next one.
You and I are old enough to remember thalidomide. We're old enough to remember, you know, DDT. We're old enough to remember a lot of things that the CDC said were safe, that the FDA said were safe. The fact of the matter is, this is our generation's thalidomide. It's our generation's, this is our generation's experience with the horrors of industrial medicine.
Thank you so much, Dr. Martin. Dr. David Martin, get his book.
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of the supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and VasoBeats, they're all back in stock, as much as 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works. Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Pollen Block for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, Whole 12, Vaso Beats, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it.
40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer
at band.video.
Hey, it's called The War Room for a reason. This is Dr. Jane Ruby in for Owen today. It's been a great almost 3 hours, and with some great guests, and always honored to be here. I wanted to spend this segment talking a little bit more about the children and why this is so important and what some of the more recent findings are. If you just do a little bit of digging, but we've actually done some of it for you. When I say there's the coming destruction of children, I'm not being dramatic or cute for, you know, just for the fun of it. I'm telling you that that's the next power grab to kind of seal this whole thing off. You know, we just spent basically almost an hour with Dr. David Martin, who really laid out that this has been a long time in coming, really aligns with a lot of the predictions that Alex Jones has made over the years, for sure. And then validating some of the numbers, I'm going to share even more numbers that were given to me by our even earlier guest, Albert Benvenitas, who's done a tremendous job taking the VAERS, a portion of the CDC website, the Adverse Event Reporting System, and bringing it to life and really showing us, if you will, that the likelihood and some of the proof, in fact, that they are manipulating the numbers and they have to do that to keep you coming to the trial and to keep you succumbing to the pressure that you're getting from work and school and friends and relatives and things like that. So the reason, our concern for children is ramping up is it started out of the signals from Israel. If you remember correctly, all of the information you've had, Israel ramped up their population to get the jab very, very early and very aggressively because they were driven to get to this vaccine passport, which they did. And then all of a sudden, abruptly, like a week or two ago, they just dropped it. And the reasons for that and sort of the background behind that is probably for another whole show. But what the importance of that is that because they ramped up so early, we're getting signals, what I call safety signals. We're getting clues and information. We have a photo, and when the producers are able to bring up photo two, it shows as an article where their big signal was the myocarditis in Israel, probably around the middle of April. They were noticing that teens and young people were coming up with all of these cases of heart inflammation and heart infection. And so they're making the link. I love how they say rare cases. It's not rare when it's your kid, and it's not rare when a great percentage of young people are getting myocarditis after getting the jab. We've looked at these numbers. It's really sad. I mean, up to in the age group of 12 to 17, for example, I'm going to read to you from the VAERS website. This particular report went up to May 21st. There were very few reports. Remember, it's a self-reporting system, so it's not a perfect system. You're not going to get every single, you know, adverse event as it hits. But in any case, you know how the injections, the vaccination program, if you will, the push, started with 75 years plus, then 65 to 75, then it went 45 to 65. What we saw between 65 years and up to above 75, probably up to 80 or 90 or 100, was probably about during that time period of May 14th to May 21st, we saw about 18 to 20 reports. Interestingly, when they started moving it down to 44 to 65 year olds, we saw about 25 reports. It jumped incredibly when people between the ages of 18 and 44 began to get these jabs. It jumped to 107. So just when you look at patterns, you can see that the younger the cohort group that is being jabbed, the greater the number of of adverse events. And this is why I'm putting this all call out. This is why I'm concerned. I'm worried for the children. I'm worried that they're coming for the children. Because when you get to the 12 to 17 year group, and remember, Pfizer just got their approval, and Moderna, which actually we do have another photo, interesting press release, photo number 3, Moderna conducted a really a slapstick. I wouldn't even call it a study, to be honest with you. And they called it the Teen Cove study. They claim they just put this out recently because they're drooling. They're drooling at the money and the numbers that as they watch Pfizer jab begin to jab 16 and 17 year olds. And so they put in their application and request to the FDA to expand the emergency use authorization down to 12 to 17 year olds. So we're going to have the two mRNA, injection treatments being driven toward 12 to 17 year olds. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about doctors, particularly pediatricians. You're going to be shocked when you learn how they're being used in this situation. So what I want to call attention to is that there's no safety data. The safety data has been very irresponsible, has not been done. Just as I spoke to Dr. Martin in the last segment, they did not do a randomized controlled version. In other words, with a control arm of pregnant women, or a control arm, meaning another arm or a cohort paralleling that does not get the injection, so that you can compare and minimize, especially placebo controlled. When you pretend to give it, you're really giving a blank to the control group. They think they're getting it. So you get to really match up and see if the treatment, the drug, the injection is really causing harm, and or if it's effective. So they did not do safety studies. This is what I want to emphasize. On pregnant women, they didn't do them in immunosuppressed people. If someone gets a kidney transplant or a liver transplant or a lung transplant, they're on medications mostly for life that suppress their natural immune responses so that the body won't reject that. So those people are super compromised, and yet they were not studied as a separate cohort. The standard in pharmaceutical drug development is if you didn't test it in that group, you should not be giving it to that group, and you should be warning physicians and other healthcare providers not to give it to them. So Moderna is all a Twitter. They're all excited. They're giddy. They came out with their results, and of course they met 100% of their endpoints. That's ridiculous. They literally moved those goalposts. They created whatever endpoints they wanted, and that's why I kept asking Dr. Martin about the FDA, because there isn't even a fox watching the hen house. I mean, nobody's watching the hen house, and everything is flying through whatever they want. And as I know you've seen on Alex's show previously, they, in Pfizer's own document, they reported recently, or I think it was a leaked document, actually. I tweeted about it a week or two ago. They actually admit they've got a couple of tables for 12 to 17 year olds. I'm not sure how they did that without the emergency use authorization open yet to 12 to 17 year olds, but somehow they did jab a chunk of them. And then in their own leaked document, it showed that those children had those that were compared to a placebo arm. And I'm not sure if that's a 12 to 17 year old placebo arm or if it's just comparing it to the adult placebo arm, but that they had side effects, some serious, some mild, that were many times that of placebo. Why is that important? Because in pharmaceutical drug development, one of the criteria is that your drug doesn't cause side effects more than a certain percentage or multiplier times placebo. And it's usually not more than 2 or 3%, and it's usually not more than maybe twice that of placebo. But twice that of placebo or more is actually a huge red flag. And I personally, as a former trial investigator, have stopped studies for interim analyses on safety for less than that. So I wanted to call that to your attention. I predict there's going to be an explosion of cardiac events in this new teen cohort, and many more deaths in 12 to 17 year olds. The group is getting younger. The danger is younger. On the next segment, we'll be talking about the role doctors play in this whole incredible crime against humanity.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points. VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermobile Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Infowars.com/show.
And welcome back to the last segment of the last hour of the War Room. I'm Jane Ruby, your host today, in for Owen Schroyer. It's been a lot of fun. We're in our last segment here, as I said. And I'm really grateful to be able to get this information out and share it with you. I hope you've, gotten some new information from it. I wanted to touch base on this topic of America's doctors, because no one seems to be talking about them, but they are playing a huge role in getting these jabs out. And I think that for any physician, knowing what we all know now, any physician to be pushing this, there's nothing to laugh at. So I've heard people say, well, you know, my doctor, boy, he's really pushing it. It's crazy, isn't it? It's more than that. You should be pushing back on him or her. You should be shaming them for this. For any doctor to be pushing these things, knowing what we know, as I said, they're either ignorant, which is grossly derelict in their duties, or they're complicit. And I'll tell you how they can be complicit. Doctors, I'm going to ask the producers to bring up, let's see. Hold off for a second. I wanted to share that doctors are, I think I have photo six. I take that back. Photo six is a tweet from someone who really nailed it. And what she says is she's alerting people to the fact that pediatricians, because pediatricians will be recruited, and they are being recruited right now, to push this jab on you and your family and your children. 5 years ago, this had nothing to do with the COVID, right? 5 years ago, Blue Cross and Blue Shield paid doctors/pediatricians a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating a minimum of 100 patients under the age of 2 years old. So when that doctor says, oh, your child really needs this, you better take a second look. You better double check what your child might really need or not. And you better make sure you know what's in everything they're giving your child. And if you look at the kind of little bold print on the lower right hand corner, it says under, and this is really nefarious, under Blue Cross rules, Blue Shield's rules, pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated. And that includes the flu vaccine. So it's not just a $400, you know, bounty on your child's head. It could be the whole bonus they're losing. So that's an incredibly powerful incentive. And so I'm really concerned about it because I think doctors have an extra special or extra important, heavy responsibility to be researching this. I had a recent experience where, because when I lived in Virginia a year ago in DC for 10 years, went to my doctor last year when I got the natural COVID flu, he would not prescribe any of the existing medications. A little hard to get that past me as a medical professional, but he fought me tooth and nail. And someday soon I'm going to write him a letter and I'm going to lay him out in lavender because he's a disgusting representative of the medical profession. But recently I found a new GP down here who seems to be very good, very open-minded. However, she surprised me at the end of the examination. And she said, you know, you really ought to get that injection, that vaccination. Well, she had actually said that to the wrong person because I'm not her average patient. And of course, for the next 120 seconds, I proceeded to do the elevator speech and lay out why no one should take these. And you can imagine the look on her face was total shock. Her jaw dropped. And she, I think she's really a good doctor and a good person because she took a step back and said, oh my goodness, I guess I better go back and do some more reading and reviewing. And I said, yes, you do need to do that because you're hurting your patients, your other patients. So I want to play a clip here because this is really important. I'm not the only one who's noticed that America's doctors are off the hook, because when this thing comes down, as Dr. Martin predicted, a lot of your average family physicians are going to be under, I hope, criminal indictment for their negligence and for pushing this. So when we're ready, let's go to clip, I believe it's labeled clip one. If we can do that. That's my take. Ignorant or evil?
A message on very simple available treatment to Americans and Canadians that could reduce hospitalization and death was actually being actively suppressed. And I remember holding up the protocol. I was just recovering from COVID-19 myself. I was just 17 days after having COVID. I had a mask hanging off one ear, and I held up my protocol. I said, what's controversial about this? Giving a little steroid medication? We do that in asthma. Or how about giving some blood thinners? I'm a cardiologist. I give blood thinners all day long. Why is it suddenly a controversy in COVID-19? And in fact, the listeners realized it shouldn't be a controversy. In fact, anybody who would attempt to block, impair, inhibit, discourage, or chill the early treatment of COVID-19 was actually, in a sense, committing a medical crime. in a sense, hurting individuals. Every single pharmacist that blocked a prescription to a patient, that pharmacist was attempting to hurt that patient. Every single doctor refused a patient treatment, told patient treatments didn't exist when in fact they do, or told the patient, I don't treat COVID-19, or told the patient to sit at home and wait till they become hospitalized and die. Every single doctor who did that, and believe me, we have a million doctors in the United States, you probably have hundreds of thousands of doctors in Canada, all of them committed a crime. They committed a sin. They broke their Hippocratic oath to help patients, to care about them always, to help them. And I tell you, those doctors have a long way to come crawling back, a long way. And I tell you, most of them hang their heads in shame when I look at them. To hold on to the position of denying compassionate care to patients and to create fear, suffering, hospitalization, and death is immoral, it's unethical, and in civil court, it's illegal. And all of you will be hunted. Every single one of you listening right now will be hunted, and justice will be served. These are considered crimes against humanity.
That's one of my personal all-time heroes, Dr. Peter McCullough. You can find him online as well. He's a national treasure and a hero, and he's right. And I do hope all of those doctors who are probably responsible for hundreds of thousands of reactions and deaths because they either didn't look into it or because they took a bribe from the pharmaceutical companies. I want to read something to you that's really heart-wrenching. This is from an RN. This is in the public domain. She posted, I work as an RN reviewer for inpatient admissions. I've seen a 24-year-old admitted with a heart attack. I've seen an 18-year-old admitted for pulmonary embolus, which is a clot. I've seen a 16-year-old admitted for a stroke. And all the history and physicals say that, you know, either Moderna or Pfizer vaccine was given 1 to 2 days ago. One said their vax was 2 hours prior. Yeah, it's mind blowing. This vaccine is being allowed. And I can tell you that the company I review for is also reviewing and keeping track of everyone that's having a reaction or admitted for it. And the numbers are growing. And the CEO and the medical directors are not happy. Those are physicians, by the way. Are not happy, but have no say, or from what I understand, no one to complain to. The Department of Health isn't listening. And then another tragic story of a 27-year-old. I want to read this to you because it's so significant. This is a 27-year-old who received one of these two vaccinations. And here's the adverse event description. One of the ones that did get into the VAERS, apparently, and didn't get throttled off or hidden by the CDC. Quote, 27-year-old male with Down syndrome, no other past medical history, received second COVID-19 vaccine on April 27. On the 30th, just 3 days later, began feeling poorly with nausea, vomiting, possible chest discomfort, presented to the emergency department on April 30th. That same day, EKG completed, demonstrated diffuse ST elevation. Patient was transferred to a medical center for heart catheterization. This is a 27-year-old young man with no medical history, okay? Patient subsequently transferred to a different medical center for higher level of care, was intubated, taken to a cath lab for heart biopsy, a pulmonary artery catheter placement. However, upon intubation, the patient decompensated and developed cardiac arrest. They go on to say they put the person on therapeutic hypothermia, that's chilling the body to minimize the heart burden. Despite these efforts, the patient continued to have instability and was on high dose vasopressors. Patient subsequently suffered another cardiac arrest, briefly regained pulse with high dose vasopressors, but subsequently lost pulse despite best efforts and died on May 1st at approximately 1 o'clock. I don't know about you, but I'm done. I'm done watching this happen to young people. I'm done for a flu with a 100% recovery rate for which there are safe, generic, cheap, and efficacious medications. And I am not going to stand by while they go after 12 to 17-year-olds and get their vials ready to start jabbing little toddlers and kindergartners. I'm not going to put up with it. I want to thank the crew And thank Owen Schroyer for having me today. Alex, thank you. I love you all. It's been a pleasure and an honor. I'm Jane Ruby in the War Room.